She wished she could find something more insightful to say, but thankfully the young backstage girl gushed on so much, she didn't have to.
"I was going through a really difficult time," the young woman began.
Jay chatted with her for a few minutes, trying to be kind and supportive. Then she took her coffee and returned to her dressing room. As she always did, she had to say her affirmations before she went on stage. Otherwise, she'd be a quivering, cowering mess who wouldn't be able to ever step out into the spotlight.
"I talk with ease and confidence," she said, smiling as she watched herself in the mirror. "I bring light to the stage and make people feel great."
She had her affirmations memorized by now and no longer needed her little slip of paper to help her remember her words. But she never got to say the last words of her affirmation routine. That's because someone stepped out of the closet behind her and violently grabbed her freshly curled hair, pulled her head back, exposing her neck, and plunged a hypodermic needle into her jugular vein. The attacker pressed the plunger down, and poison squirted into Jay's system. Through the mirror, and in total shock, she stared at her attacker. Within seconds, the world fuzzed over, and she collapsed onto the dressing room floor. She was dead.